2011, my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer. We were told that it was treatable and she had a good shot of overcoming the cancer. But as it progressed, she developed heart disease and a heart attack, and it became apparent that she needed constant care in the house. So I quit my job at that time and I said whatever it took, I would devote my time to taking care of her. So I moved in with her. I took care of her. By April 30th of 2012, she passed away. After she passed away, I had my father, and my father took it very bad, and medical problems started immediately with him. Not cancer, but heart disease, and he had a heart attack, and he was hospitalized. So for me, it seemed like my life just was spiraling in a whole different direction. Without a job, I had no benefits. My number one concern was I had to be well in order to take care of him at that point. I had promised my mom that I would take care of him. I would do the best that I possibly could for him. So I didn't go back to the workforce. I took care of him. And with him, it was more difficult because it was one thing after another, not on the scale of cancer, but serious. And I was concerned for myself. What was I going to do if I got sick or I had some medical problems that needed medication? I didn't have the income coming in. My father was not a wealthy man by no means. I had that stigma where, wow, I never had extra help in my whole life. I just didn't know how people would look at me. If I dressed a certain way or if I came in, did they think that she doesn't need it or what is she doing here? I just had all these thoughts in my mind. I would pull up with the car and just sit and not go in because I felt ashamed. And then finally, I just had to. Once I stepped foot, I realized that they were here to help and that they weren't here to look down at me or my family. And they were very, very helpful. And I was able to get the Medicaid that I needed. And also with the SNAP, everything helped. Everything helped in the household because whatever I was able to get, I was able to share it with my father. And then in the last year and a half, my father became very, very sick. I had to turn once again to public solutions for my father this time because the medical bills were outrageous. He had only Medicare, and I was able to get Medicaid for him and get benefits for him for SNAP because all his resources were gone. Everything was gone. This time I came in knowing that there wasn't that stigma. They were going to help. Everyone has a struggle, and know that you're not alone. There are many, many people going through their own problems. The stigma that I'm speaking of, I truly believe with all my heart, there's no perfect life. People go through ups and downs, and I never imagined myself reaching out for help.